بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج عرفة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Respected brothers, elders, Alhamdulillah, today is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, where the Hujjaj, they are in the tents of Mina, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are in the clothes of Ihram. Before, subhanAllah, you even reach Makkah, you have to be in a particular specific state. And you are saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You are saying, Oh Allah, I am here. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. These are such beautiful words. We are just, you know, in these words, displaying such huge levels of humility and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately showing our true standing, our true position in, you know, in reality. Defined by two cloths. A person doesn't know where his fellow person that he's sharing a tent with has come from. Whether he's come from a poverty-stricken background, whether he came from an affluent background, yet they're all saying the same phrases, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Oh Allah, I am here. Oh Allah, I'm coming. I'm here at your service. I'm here to do your worship. For you belongs all the kingdom. For you belongs all praise. There is no partner for you, Ya Allah. An amazing period of time. And inshallah, through these 10 days, we may see the Hujjaj, they are performing the Hajj. They are the fortunate ones. As far as I've heard, apparently from the UK, only 5,000 Muslims are allowed to go and perform Hajj. Whereas previously you had, you know, multiple, you had like 30,000 or so. So those who have been chosen are from a select few. And this is purely from the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also allow us to be amongst those selected to go and perform Hajj. So what is it for the rest of us? What remains for us, whereby these lucky individuals, if they go to perform Hajj, then they will be, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, رَجَعَ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That these individuals, if they perform Hajj in the way that is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, filled with sincerity, then what is the outcome? They return like the day their mother gave birth to them. They return like the day their mother gave birth to them. I.e., there are only a few things which demolishes a person's previous major sins. One is, we know, acceptance into Islam. A person has lived a life of kufr and shirk, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him hidayah. He sees Islam is a true religion, and then he accepts Islam. What happens? All his previous sins, they're completely forgiven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his bad sins and he replaces them as good sins, as hasanat. So this is one thing. And then second thing we know, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who performed hijrah, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, this hijrah is also a means of forgiveness of all major sins. However, this is no longer applicable to us anymore. And then thirdly, we have Hajj. Now we have Hajj. Hajj is such an action that it completely removes a person of all their sins, minor sins and major sins. Such amazing blessings are available. So then you might think to us that what is there remaining for us? We're going to have a day of Eid on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. So like the way we have the whole month of Ramadan, we go through the exercise of fasting throughout the day and worshipping and standing in Taraweeh Salah throughout the night. We go through a level of hardship. And then through this, we heard in the talks that were taking place that from all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he boasts to his angels that, look at my servants, they are begging and beseeching their Lord. Do you think that I'm going to leave them empty-handed? So then what happens? The day of Eid comes, they glorify Allah some more by the additional prayer. And in the additional prayer, again, another clue is we have the six additional takbirs. Again, the way we celebrate is by glorifying Allah. So many connections you have over here. And then what happens? On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is the day of the fulfillment of the wage. Because they have worked so hard, then this is the day that they will be completely forgiven due to their difficulties they've undertaken during the month of Ramadan. So then Eid al-Adha is over here, the Hujjaj are over there in Mecca. So then the remaining people that are left behind, our Eid is also a day of celebration. And this celebration will be coming at the apex of the day of Arafah, which will be tomorrow inshaAllah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. This day of Arafah is an important day in the life of every Muslim. Those people that have gone to Hajj, they have the blessings of that. But then the ulama, they say that for the remaining people, the remaining Muslims that were not able to do so, they were given the 10 days of the Hijjah, and they were also given the day of Arafah as well, where they will earn forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the people that are in Hajj, they were not able to fast. But this fasting has been given to us, shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the narration, where he says that those who fast on the day of Arafah, I hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will expiate the sins of the previous year and the coming year. Sins of the year before and the coming year, through this day of fasting on the day of Arafah, we can have this level of forgiveness. And there is no other action in which we can see that the coming year's sins are forgiven. And of course, these are the minor sins. In there, the ulama, they also mention a subtlety. Obviously, this can't be taken as a strict rule, right? But if Allah is going to forgive our sins of the coming year, then we're going to require to have some sins of that year in the first place. So they say that by having this virtue of your coming year's sins being forgiven could be an indication that you will live for another year, perhaps. This is just a subtlety that some ulama have taken. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, this is still again a great encouragement and motivation for us to fast on this very great day. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq for this. So we mentioned that Hajj is something that destroys a person's major sins as well. However, there was also a fourth thing. This fourth way, this fourth tool that we have. In fact, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned, or it is reported that he's mentioned, that I find it so strange that a person, he ends up in destruction, however that whole entire time he had the keys towards his salvation. So the people around him, they said, what are the keys to salvation? He says, al-istighfar wa tawbah. Al-istighfar wa tawbah. He says that how easy it is throughout our living lives, we always have access back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always have a chance to just do this small thing, but it is quite huge as well in the same sense. That a person, if he truly repents, he feels regret in his heart of his previous life, of how his habits are, and he wants to truly change. And if he does this, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu." That the one who truly repents from his sins, he is like the one who has no sins on his account. So this fourth thing, the way entering into Islam, it removes all major sins. The way performing of Hajj, it also removes and forgives all your major sins. There's also one thing that we also have at our disposal as well. And we need to make use of this in these blessed days, especially tomorrow inshaAllah ta'ala. And that is Tawbah. You have to really, really make use of Tawbah. SubhanAllah, Ata' ibn Abi Rabah, rahimahullah, mentions that if you are able to seclude yourself in worship on the latter part of the day of Arafah, then do so. Then do so. Meaning that if you are busy, but if you have even just this small amount of time for you to just sit in seclusion between yourself and Allah and shed tears, then even then do so. By all means, never miss even this small amount. This is the type of encouragement and motivation these ulama are saying. And subhanAllah, we mentioned earlier the verse, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today I have perfected for you your deen, your religion, and I have completed for you my blessings, and I am pleased for you as Islam to be your way of life, your religion. So then the Jews, they approached Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they said, O leader of the believers, there's a verse in your book which you all read. Had it been revealed to us Jews, we would have taken that day as a day of celebration. Then Umar radiallahu anhu, he replies that no doubt we know the day and the place when this verse was revealed. And this is when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing on the day of Arafah, and it was a Friday, and then this verse was revealed. That subhanallah, this day, the day of Arafah, is a day where the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been completed. A very huge and significant day, right? So many attachments to this day. There is no way, there is no chance that anyone can allow themselves to let this day slip by. Previous time I mentioned that it's like the fertile soil, and then you have soil that has a lot of thorns, a lot of weeds. The rain will come and go, but depending on how we respond, how we react, how we keep ourselves, only then the fruits will come. But this rain will definitely be around for everybody. So it's how we allow ourselves to, you know, bring the fruits, if that makes sense. And then we spoke about Eid, and Eid comes straight after a day of, or a moment of, a lot of worship. So when you see the days of Hajj, you see the farewell Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses a huge, huge crowd. Okay, apologies. Brothers, there's one car that's in the pathway. It's a Ford Fiesta Silver. The registration number is FA53DXW. If you can kindly just remove your car and park in an appropriate place, inshallah. If you can't make it to this Jamaat, then there's also the Jamaat in Marjorie Collins, inshallah. Okay, so it's the Ford Fiesta Silver car. If you can kindly just remove your car, because the bus, they use this route and it'll be difficult for them to get by. So if you can kindly just remove your car, please. So the farewell Hajj. The farewell Hajj, Islam has conquered Mecca as well. And as you know, there was no bloodshed in Mecca. And at the same time, there was no huge fanfare, there was no huge celebration. Instead, what was the response? What was the reaction? How is the Muslims' way of demonstrating this monumental occasion? What happens? You have complete submission. You have dua, you have humility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he leads the sermon on the day of Arafah. And he also has the time between Dhuhr and Asr, where he's spending all that duration in dhikr, in glorification of Allah, and in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a huge occasion. This is the believer's reaction. This is the believer's way of showing his gratitude, celebrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of engaging in further worship. And dua is such a way of displaying humility. And mentioned earlier, the brother that came just now, what are the hujjah they're repeating? They're saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, that we are here, Allah, we are here at your service, we are here to do your worship. This is complete submission, this is complete humility. So our main approach to this very huge day tomorrow, this day of Arafah, is that number one, we should try to fast. We should try to fast. Of course, it's going to be a bit difficult, but it's just one day in a whole calendar year. If we miss this, then we've missed out. We mentioned previously that the ulama say that if special occasions come by a person, and that individual, he has not been given the tawfiq to perform good deeds, or he's not been able to stay away from sins, then this is a very huge tragedy. It could be a clue as to where he stands in front of his Lord. However, if there's a believer during the best of occasions, like Ramadan, like performing Umrah and Hajj on the day of Arafah as well, and Allah grants him the tawfiq to also perform good deeds and stay away from haram, stay away from sins, then this could be an indication to see his standing before his Lord, and it could be a favorable position. So inshallah, these are encouragements that we need to take and perform inshallah the fast on the day of Arafah. Similarly, we mentioned that if a person, they perform Salat al-Isha in Jama'ah, then the reward is you get the equivalent of spending the half night in prayer, standing in half night's prayer. And then if a person, they perform Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah as well, then it is the equivalent of standing in the second half in prayer. So you do both, then you get the reward of standing the full night in prayer just by offering these two salahs. And you just do that, and in between you go to sleep, then inshallah, subhanAllah, you have caught a very great reward, inshallah. Now, what are the further actions that we should do? Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that it is mustahab to do dhikr and dua in abundance on the day of Arafah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that the thing that we need to mention in abundance, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. This, inshallah, we should read in abundance in these days, on the day of Arafah as well. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. And certainly, dua is going to be very difficult to, you know, stay engaged in between Dhuhr and Asr. So we should try to come with a bit of a strategy. If you have somewhat of a plan, your dua can go from 2 minutes to 10 minutes very, very easily. And what do we do? The first thing that we do, a lot of people, they start their dua by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you're starting it in a very formal type of way. But this is not a formal discussion that you're having with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is mukhul ibadah. This is the essence of worship. That a person, through this essential action of worship, he is truly connecting on a very spiritual and very emotional level. So how do we start? The clues are in Surah Al-Fatiha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Surah Al-Fatiha, it shows us the etiquettes of making dua. So by saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it teaches us that in our du'as, we should open with the praise and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shouldn't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's too formal in that sense. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, I acknowledge, I testify that every single thing that I have and own is purely because you have granted it to me. I am in debt to you, and all praise belongs to you. You start off like this. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Through this we learn that then we should start saying the different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes to mind. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Wadood, right? All these beautiful qualities we should take, and we should try to learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know what kind of names we are talking to, mentioning to Allah. So that way, if we are asking Allah by His name of Al-Ghafoor, then we are asking for forgiveness, because He is the one who forgives. If we are asking Allah through the name of Al-Latif, He is the one who is subtle, then ask Him to solve all your affairs, right? All these different ways of connecting, already we can, you know, extend our du'as. And then afterwards, the ulama, they say that a person, when they're making du'a, it is suspended, but it will reach Allah if he sandwiches his du'a between one thing, and that is, you have the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your du'a. You say the salutation, you give salutations on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you end du'a with salutations on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then if you do this, then this du'a will be more likely to be accepted, because you are mentioning the most beloved creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after you've done this, you said the glorification of hamd, of praise, and then you mentioned the different types of names of Allah, and then you've done the salutations on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all the different types of Quranic du'as that you know in Arabic, then you mention as much as you can remember. And you can repeat as well. And then afterwards, you have a structure to how you want to make your own personal dua in your own languages. You make dua for yourself. You prioritize your safety of the hereafter. You go through the stages. Oh Allah, grant me safety from the fitna of Dajjal. Oh Allah, grant me safety from the different types of fitna that might harm myself physically, my iman. Save me from nifaq. Save me from hypocrisy. Save me from shirk. Save me from kufr. Save me from all the different types of evils. You know, black magic and all these kind of things. All the different types of evils that affect every individual. Save me from the whispers of shaitan. And then you go through the different stages. Oh Allah, grant me entry into the grave. Make my grave a garden from the gardens of paradise. And then when you remember this, you remember the people that have already passed away. At that moment, you can mention all those people as well. And then you go through the different types of stages. Oh Allah, allow me to, you know, drink the water of Kawthar at the blessed hands of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, allow me to cross the bridge, the Sirat, at lightning speed. Oh Allah, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allah grant me an easy reckoning to the point where there will be no questioning on the day of judgment. And then grant me an entry into paradise. Save me from the hellfire. So many things that you can mention, right? There's so many things we can mention. So you talk about your own hereafter. And then afterwards, whatever dunyawi requirements that you have, you know, you have careers, you have education, your children, right? The safety of the iman of our community, of our, you know, our relatives. This is a very huge and important thing. The people that are suffering around the world in Palestine, you make dua for them. So many people are worthy of our du'as. Right, so many people are suffering. Make dua for those that are ill, that are unwell. And then afterwards, what happens? You make dua that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you leaders that will provide you a good environment that you can flourish with your iman. And you live like this, inshallah. So these are a few tips, inshallah, of how we can make use of the day of Arafah through fasting, performing the Isha and Fajr Salah in Jama'ah, and especially, if you know you're busy throughout the day, the time before Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib, dedicate yourself to seclude yourself and making dua. And we just mentioned a few points of how to extend your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Brother, just to reminder about the Eid prayer. Inshallah, there will be only one Jamaat in the Masjid, but there will be two Jamaat in the Colin Majuni Center. And that center will be facilitated for the our female sister as well. So the first Jamaat will be at 7 a.m., which is in the Masjid. And the second Jamaat will be at the Colin Majuni Center at 8 a.m., and the third Jamaat will be at 9 a.m. So both Jamaat will be at Colin Majuni Center. So inshallah, brothers, the only because of the numbers of attendance that we cannot allow sisters in the Masjid. But inshallah, the both Jamaat are allowed to take your wife, brother, sister, sorry, the daughters and everyone to the other Masjid or the Colin Majuni Center. And alhamdulillah, as you can see, your Masjid is coming phase three, we could say. Another project just started now. So alhamdulillah, we just started the outside wall and the driveway. So that the doors is already been ordered and is been paid on the during the Ramadan, but obviously that project is costing round about between 38,000 to 40,000 pounds to complete it, the whole things in the front. So inshallah, keep your eye on it and generously donate it as much as you can. If you want to specifically do something, obviously there will be a lovely walls and with the grills and everything, with the gate, and alhamdulillah. So far, what have we done for the everyone's, and inshallah, everyone likes it, hopefully, the way it looks of the masjid. We keep it to our neighbors to make sure they are not disappointed when they see the masjid, rather than say it looks nice. And alhamdulillah, we had a few comments from non-Muslim brothers and sisters as well. They said it looks very nice. We're trying to keep away from really like a greeny, you know, colorful masjid where it's normally in Bangladesh and Pakistan and India. But because we're in Europe, we should think about our neighborhood as well. So alhamdulillah, we try our best. And if you could generously donate whatever you can, or you can ask me what the cost is, our individual, and I can tell you, explain you everything, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala Hayya lal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. There will be a collection, inshallah. Just to forget to announce one thing, as we all know this probably, we did apply for the porch outside and the dome. So inshallah, alhamdulillah, we have a planning permission for the porch and the dome as well. So inshallah, that will be also the part of the project. So inshallah, we got the full permission from the council to go ahead with the job. So inshallah, assalamu alaikum.
While we're waiting, a reminder that on the Fajr of Dhul Hijjah, the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, day of Arafah, we should recite the Takbirat after every Salah. So let's start from the Fajr Salah. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. that will start, inshallah, on the day of Arafah Fajr, and then that will end on the 13th Asr. Asr will be the last time where you do the takbirat, which is wajib to do.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya alal falah, hayya alal falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la
الحمد لله الذي جعل البيت العتيق مثابة للناس وأمنا وأكرمه بالنسبة إلى نفسه تشريفا وتحصينا ومنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نبي رحمة وسيد الأمة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه قادة الحق وسادة الخلق وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الحج أشهر معلومات وقال تعالى ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من لم يمنعه من الحج حاجة ظاهرة أو سلطان جائر أو مرض حابس فمات ولم يحج فليمت إن شاء يهوديا وإن شاء نصرانيا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم أكبر أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا وأقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا kindly straighten your rows ensure there's no gaps in between الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا من غلاء البارد ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييت توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم أطعم جائعهم واكس عاريهم واشف مرضاهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك يا رب.